You're listening to SBS News.
As independent candidate Prakash Raj comes down the street, he is treated like a celebrity. That's because he is. And like many of his movies, his journey to politics has been full of unexpected turns. It's a story almost as dramatic as one of the films he's so renowned for, one of murder, death threats, and if things go as planned, a triumphant victory.
I'm fine to be unpopular. I'm okay with dissent, which the actors are not comfortable with. And it's a very liberating thing for the last 3 years, because to be known not because of your roles and dialogues or your magic of cinema, but to be have known for what you are.
The popular actor is used to playing the villain, but he says the real evil in India is corruption.
We need strong voices from the citizens. It was reclaiming the republic. And I felt the need. And I realized that I can afford to lose some, the comfort zone. And at some point of time, some of us need to put our foot down.
He had largely stayed out of politics until the sudden murder of his friend, investigative journalist Gauri Lankesh. It was a crime that shocked Bengaluru.
To see a voice being silenced, and then I felt a little guilty too, that if I had stood by her, probably this wouldn't happen. But then, loss is loss. But I somewhere said that I think I took it to raise my voice so that another Gauri doesn't happen in this country.
Although it resonates with some, his anti-Modi stance has resulted in threats to his life. It's unclear if he'll win the seat he is contesting as an independent, but it is clear his message has found an audience. Many fans are praising his honest nature.
Prakash Raj is not just a person, he's a personality. It's a thought, it's a vision. He's a true leader in all sense. He understands what people want, and how he can make this nation, not just this city, a great one.
The crossover between politics and pop culture has a long history in India. Many movie stars are running in this election, but most with the backing of a major party. Around 2 hours from the Bengaluru CBD, another movie star candidate, Nikhil Kumaraswamy, is greeted by hundreds of admirers. The actor is running as a candidate for the Indian National Congress, one of the main federal parties. But it won't be straightforward for the newcomer. He's facing a formidable opponent, who also happens to be another actor. It's Sumalatha Ambarish, who has starred in more than 200 movies and is running as an independent in Mandya, in the same seat her late husband held. A win would be deeply personal. The Congress had promised to endorse her as a candidate before rejecting her in favour of Mr. Kumaraswamy.
I wanted to continue the legacy of my husband. He's done a lot of good work here. And people are lamenting the fact that after he left, there's nobody who's taking up that. And they feel a big vacuum here.
Actors have been involved in Indian politics for decades, but in recent months, that relationship has been amplified. The Prime Minister has often met with celebrities to get their support in espousing his policies. But earlier this month, a group of 600 theatre artists urged voters not to support Prime Minister Narendra Modi and what they call his divisive politics. Voters will begin casting their ballots for phase two of the elections on Thursday. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.